Well, college football is upon us, and let's head down the road to Towson, Maryland. That's where Rob Ambrose, the head football coach at Towson University, is. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We spoke at the end of last year after Towson was robbed of a postseason berth. How long did it take for you and your program, and really on a personal level, to kind of move forward after last year's snub?
We haven't. That's not something you get over very easily. To myself and the kids, for me personally, it was the hardest day professionally that at that time I had ever faced, and it changed the mentality of how we trained in the off season. And the kids feel the same way, and they've left themselves a little moniker, a little hashtag saying "Leave no doubt."
Yeah, it's a good way to look at it. It changed the way you prepared in the off season. Elaborate on that, please.
Well, a year ago, we were dealing with the fact that for the first time we had some really big national success at the Division I level, and breaking that bubble, being the first team in America to go to the playoffs in Division III and Division II and then Division I, you're riding a pretty big high. And we went through an entire year of people telling us how great we were, and it was very difficult to come back for that. I know that sounds like a horrible problem to have,
Yeah. But
the focus that you have when you're not a good football team and you want to be a good football team is laser sharp. And for us, it's really hard and difficult for us, or at least it was, to be a very good football team and have that laser sharp focus when people were telling us how great we were. So the moral of the story is, when you're not very good, you don't listen to your detractors. It distracts you. And when you're very good, you don't listen to the people telling you how good you are, because it distracts you from your goal. And that was a lesson that was hard learned in how we trained. And this year, especially after the snub, I would say that the focus started the very next day, and it hasn't ended.
Interesting. Rob Ambrose with us here on BAL. Amazingly, Coach Ambrose, this is year five for you at Towson as the head coach. There are going to be juniors this year on your football team. All they've known is first place finishes. It's kind of interesting to think about that.
It is. I haven't really thought about that in reference to our players. I have thought about it in reference to our student body.
Yeah.
There are kids that have walked into this school and have seen national rankings, big time football games, big crowds, great school unity and pride, and this is the norm now. And for them, I've heard it out loud that it used to be a suitcase school. Not anymore, Coach. People come here on the weekends because this place is cooler than where they go to school.
It feels like ancient history, but you inherited, obviously it was a mess, but 2-9 your first year, 1-10 your second year, then of course 9-3 and 7-4 in first place in the conference. It's an amazing turnaround that's gotten national exposure, as you elaborated to. Right now, though, tell me about this camp going on right now.
Well, we're in the grind. There's no other way to describe it. You practice number 15 or 16, depending. And if you've ever seen the movie Groundhog Day, Try it with helmet and shoulder pads. It's basically what we're doing. And so some of it is on autopilot, but we're training ourselves for battle. We're training ourselves to represent each other in the university the right way, as hard as we can. And there's a goal. There's a light at the end of that rainbow that we've been chasing for a while. And this time around, I don't think we can stop looking at it. I don't think we're going to get distracted.
And 2 weeks, basically from tomorrow, game one in Connecticut against UConn.
Yeah, it's interesting how starting the season that way. You know, in the history of Towson University, we haven't had the opportunities to play as many 1A teams as other schools have. It just hasn't happened that way. And I think we're number 5 or 6, and it's always been a challenge. You know, theoretically, you're not supposed to win those games at all. But I think we've shown a history of presenting ourselves very well and very respectably, no matter who we play at the 1A level. And I expect no different when we get to the end of this month.
By the way, first home game coming up on Saturday, September 14th. So still a little bit of a wait to get to Minigan Field and Johnny Unitas Stadium. That's against Delaware State, again, on Saturday, the 14th of September, for a 7:30 kickoff. Tell me about some of the specifics of your team. A lot of good players coming back. Will you play freshmen? Tell me about the look of your team right now.
Well, we're a very mature team. There's a whole bunch of guys on this team that have seen it all. They've seen the bad.